Acts chapter 8. Philip converts the Samaritans and baptizes the eunuch. And at that time there was raised a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all dispersed through the countries of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men took order for Stephen's funeral and made great mourning over him. But Saul made havoc of the church, entering in from house to house, and dragging away men and women, committed them to prison. They therefore that were dispersed went about preaching the word of God. And Philip, going down to the city of Samaria, preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord were attentive to those things which were said by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For many of them who had unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, went out. And many, taken with the palsy, and that were lame, were healed. There was therefore great joy in that city. Now there was a certain man named Simon, who before had been a magician in that city, seducing the people of Samaria, giving out that he was some great one, to whom they all gave ear, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God, which is called great." And they were attentive to him, because for a long time he had bewitched them with his magical practices. But when they had believed Philip, preaching of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and being baptized, he adhered to Philip, and being astonished, wondered to see the signs and exceeding great miracles which were done. Now when the apostles, who were in Jerusalem, had heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for he was not as yet come upon any of them, but they were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Footnote: they laid their hands upon them, etc. The apostles administered the sacrament of confirmation by imposition of hands and prayer, and the faithful thereby received the Holy Ghost. Not but they had received the grace of the Holy Ghost at their baptism, yet not that plenitude of grace and those spiritual gifts which they afterwards received from bishops in the sacrament of confirmation, which strengthened them to profess their faith publicly. And a footnote. And when Simon saw that, by the imposition of the hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I shall lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said to him, "Keep thy money to thyself, to perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast no part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Do penance therefore for this thy wickedness, and pray to God that perhaps this thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I see thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bonds of iniquity." Then Simon answering said, "Pray you for me to the Lord that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me." And they indeed, having testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel to many countries of the Samaritans. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise, go towards the south, to the way that goeth down from Jerusalem into Gaza. This is desert." And rising up he went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge over her treasures, had come to Jerusalem to adore. And he was returning, sitting in his chariot, and reading Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip, running thither, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he said, Thinkest thou that thou understandest what thou readest? Who said, And how can I, unless some man show me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he was reading was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb without voice before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In humility his judgment was taken away. His generation who shall declare, for his life shall be taken from the earth. And the eunuch, answering Philip, said, I beseech thee, of whom doth the prophet speak this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip, opening his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answering said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Footnote, if thou believest with all thy heart. The scripture many times mentions only one disposition, as here belief, when others equally necessary are not expressed, that is, a sorrow for sins, a firm hope, and the love of God. Moreover, believing with the whole heart signifies a belief of everything necessary for salvation. End of footnote. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached the gospel to all the cities till he came to Caesarea.